Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
20706.
And could I please have your first and last name?
Wanda C. Oliver.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
9923 Good Luck Road, apartment 103.
Thank you. So I do see here, looks like this was on March 26th. You were charged, it was $59.89. It was for the Bytub app. That is a meal plan app that goes on your smartphone, shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy. Also,
I never authorized any of that. I've been through all of that. I talked to Van Glorious. I got the number. My bank notified me of this. And like I said, CVS, that little you want a Dyson machine was a trick because, you know, I spend a lot of money on CVS, and I thought, you know that was it. And all they wanted was the $4.99 shipping. But like I said, it was all fraudulent. And I had charges taken out. $59.89 and $59.89. Wait a minute, this is probably these people calling. Can you hold on a minute?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hold on?
Yes, ma'am. I can only hold for 2 minutes.
All right, well, I'll just let them. Anyway, so I was on hold. They were supposed to be transferring to the supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
I have a cancellation notice, so they can give me, you all owe me a refund of I think it's $69.67 because I had a January, February, and a March deduction, a payment to this. And, you know,
yes, ma'am.
It's my fault for being stupid, but no, I want my money refunded.
Okay, well, I was just trying to explain to you the charge, and I understand you have already heard it, but also the app cuts out sugars and carbs. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy. And it was for the chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner in a raffle.
Well, see, that's
so
not
actually,
the way. But they actually tricked me. So you
they
know,
actually
what,
already
I,
refunded you. You are already refunded for this.
When? Just now?
On today? Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because I have a cancellation notice. A number. I have the number. So you're telling me that they did this while, because I was on the phone waiting to be transferred to a supervisor, you know, and I was given the cancellation notice to make sure that these refunds went through, and then the call disconnected. So I called back, and so I got you. So are you the supervisor?
Well, no, ma'am, I'm not the supervisor. You just, when you call back, you just got a regular agent.
Okay, so what amount? What's the total of the amount that they refunded me? Was it $169.67?
Well, it's gonna come as separate credits, but you have received three refunds.
Mm-hmm.
One for $49.89, $59.89, $59.89.
Mhm. And then there was a $12.26. Well, you put on note that you all do not access my account again. Okay.
Well, with it being canceled, you won't receive any further charges.
Okay. So do I need to, let me call this number back that was trying to call me.
Okay.
All right.
Is there anything else that I could do for you?
No. Hopefully I will never.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a good one.
Yeah. Bye.